Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
Get Goldfinger today.
Here's the scenario. You're injured in a collision and your insurance company is denying your claim. It happens far too often. If it happens to you, call me, Brian Goldfinger of Goldfinger Personal Injury Law. My team and I work for people just like you. We don't accept cases on behalf of insurance companies, so you and your family can make sure that you're in good hands. Visit goldfingerlaw.com and get us working for you.
Get Goldfinger today.
Comes Middleton, goes behind the back and lost it. Lowry with the steal. He has Giannis behind him, gets to Leonard. He's stuck. A facial by Kawhi Leonard.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Reaction Podcast. I'm your host, Samson Folk, and the best thing that has ever happened, literally in the history of the Toronto Raptors, has happened. I'm here for you, detailing the Raptors' 100-94 Game 6 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks that will be sending them for the first time in franchise history to the NBA Finals. We are in the midst of experiencing the Raptors' greatest team up till this point in history, and they have a chance to emulate the Pistons of the early 2000s and win the finals as this grit and grind team and I guess Kawhi Leonard is better than anybody that was on the Pistons. Maybe not if you really, really appreciate Rasheed Wallace, but who knows, or Chauncey Billups. But I think it's interesting that there's symmetry there between Kyle Lowry and Chauncey Billups, especially when you consider that Chauncey Billups and Kyle Lowry are very close as friends. Chauncey Billups acts as a mentor, and Kyle Lowry, whose game has always been so underappreciated, is going to get this chance to guide this Raptors team into the NBA Finals and will have a chance to knock off one of the greatest dynasties of all time, as the Pistons did to the Lakers. There's a lot of potential for things to get really, really fun going forward. But before we project going forward too much, let's talk about the game. What a stressful outing. I felt good for most of the fourth quarter, I'll be honest. It was definitely something to feel good about. It was terrific. The third quarter, though, was pretty hairy. The first half just seemed like how it had been for most of the series, right? The first half is the Raptors aren't hitting all of their shots. They're missing some that should probably drop in. Danny Green got pulled from this game very early because he wasn't able to create anything. He had four really good looks from downtown. Three of them were wide open corner looks. That's the easiest three-pointer to make in basketball. There are guys who make that in their sleep. Danny Green generally is one of those people, but he missed all three of his looks. He missed all of his shots in this game, and he got pulled for Norm, and a combination of Norm and Fred, I should say. Serge had a tough first half, but that definitely changed. That came around. I'm just trying to create the juxtaposition between the halves, maybe even the first three quarters and then the fourth, save for Kawhi Leonard. But so the first half was the Bucks came out, they're punching hard, they're trying to fight to stay alive this season. They want to go to the finals as bad as the Raptors do, let's be honest. And something that happens with that is, you know, they come out, they're inserting a lot of artificial transition into their play. They're really, really killing the Raptors on the boards, and the Raptors are getting absolutely dominated. The thing that was good for the Raptors was, even after the Bucks were getting, you know, an unbelievable amount of offensive rebounds, at one point they had 7 offensive rebounds and the Raptors only had 8 defensive rebounds. That's pretty terrible if we're being honest with ourselves. However, they only had 5 points off of those 7 offensive rebounds. So the Raptors' half-court defense was still just as good as advertised, and that was the saving grace of the first half. The third quarter, for most of it, it looked really similar to how the first half looked. It was Giannis was getting out on the break. The Raptors were getting in foul trouble. Not as many shots were dropping. The offense looked stagnant. All these things were stacking on top of each other, and it was starting to look pretty problematic for the Raptors. It looked like maybe this isn't the one. Maybe this isn't going to be how it shakes out for the Raptors. Not in 6. Can still go back to Pfizer Forum, steal Game 7. Mind you, that would be very difficult. But, you know, there's potential for anything to happen. And potential for anything to happen happened to happen. I'm using the same word repeatedly and with no regard for your ears, but happened. Because it did happen, my guy. The Raptors, mostly because of Kawhi Leonard, came back roaring back in the third quarter. Kawhi took the game in his giant, capable hands and stormed back with just this unbelievable amount of energy, skill, and tenacity. The Bucks, they had 5 guys on the floor, but it looked like they were nothing compared to Kawhi. Kawhi went on this absolutely insane personal run. He was getting his own rebounds off of free throws. He was running at the rim, hitting threes, effortless and full of effort all at the same time, making it look easy, but also making it look like he's Zeus and the whole world, if it was before him, couldn't stop him from getting where he wanted to go. Incredible run. And he pulled it to, I believe they were within 5 and to start the fourth quarter, which is incredible. That is absolutely bonkers. The fact that they pulled to within 5 after being down 15, they went on a 10-0 run. Man, it was crazy. And the defensive basketball played by the Raptors in this one was just, their half-court defense remains as good as ever. It is so disciplined. It is so strong. And it's just so damn good. They're so good at getting stops. And the Bucks had no recourse, zero recourse to get away from it. The part of what made this game look like maybe the Raptors aren't going to get it was that garbage fallaway three that Middleton hit when the Raptors were trying to win the Giannis-less minutes. And they weren't winning it because, you know, the Bucks were hitting some crazy shots. Bledsoe hit this fallaway in the lane. And it was just like, whatever. Fourth quarter starts. Kawhi gets to rest like 4 minutes to start the fourth quarter, which I wasn't sure if he was going to rest at all, because you have to rest guys, but also Kawhi, you know, you might want him to just play the rest of the game. Luckily for the Raptors, he got to rest at the same time as Giannis. Giannis did check in before him, but it's worth pointing out that they stacked on top of each other. As the Raptors, you know, they lost the minutes with Giannis on the floor. Giannis was terrific, and has that huge outsized impact in these games. You know, it's his defense mixed with his offense, everything. He's one of the best players in the league, you know, and it's worth pointing out he had that massive block on Kawhi when Kawhi was trying to dunk all over him for the second time. He had that big block against Siakam. When he lurks around the rim, he really changes how defenses attack. So even though he didn't shoot well from the line, even though those types of things happen, it was still very important that the Raptors got to play part of the fourth quarter, especially the minutes without Kawhi, with Giannis not in the game as well. If I was Budenholzer, I might have tried to put Giannis in for those minutes and then take him out from like the 8 to 6 minute mark and then go for the last 6 minutes, see if he could get it going. But alas, he did his thing, Budenholzer. I think that Raptors fans are laughing at his coaching job in this series. I think that Bucks fans are pissed at his coaching job in this series. My opinion is that he did not play Giannis Antetokounmpo enough. 40 minutes in a closeout game, can't run. You probably want to be like 44, especially when he's like the only plus-minus winner on the Bucks, and the Bucks won their minutes with him on the floor. It's just worth pointing out that they should have played him more. So anyway, the fourth quarter starts going, and the Raptors, they they lean on Fred VanVleet, and my God, again, he answers the call. He's like, he's got it, I don't know, 4 or 5 from downtown is ungodly. That is unbelievable, and he's a folklore hero at this point. The Raptors, they kept ratcheting up their half-court defense. They were absolutely incredible in the half-court. I mean, they held Milwaukee to 18 points in the fourth quarter. 18! They beat them 29-18 in the fourth. What a world, man. That half-court defense was really something. And the play you heard to start this podcast where Leonard dunked all over Giannis in the half-court, that was like, when that happened, you kind of felt like, the Raptors are going to get this one. Everything's breaking right. And the Bucks went on their mini run after that, brought it to 1. But I still felt like, man, the Raptors are going to get this one. It's worth pointing out, I said this on Twitter, but that little stop on a dime in the lane and shovel it off to a rim run, that is Kyle Lowry's pass. You don't see any other point guards make that pass. He's the only one who has that in his bag. If you might remember it, it's been a popular pass for a long time. DeMar DeRozan won a game against the Boston Celtics after dunking on Kelly Olynyk off of that pass. Kyle Lowry's presence of mind, always aware of where the defense is just, maybe if I just stop and chill here, my guys will catch up. The Bucks guys are already here. They're at the basket level. And Kawhi's going to come in with a full head of steam and dunk all over Giannis Antetokounmpo. And that's exactly what happened. Just as Kyle drew it up. He's got galaxy brain, non-ironic galaxy brain. And after that, you know, I'm out of breath. I can hardly contain myself. I've never been able to cheer for the Raptors in the NBA Finals. This will be my first. And I'm quite excited to cover it and do the podcast for you guys. And we'll be doing some cool podcasts going forward and get to watch the games as a fan and enjoy this Raptors team that has just been so much fun to watch. And yeah, so anyway, the fourth quarter was just, the very end was an absolute slog. As you guys know, you watched the last 15 seconds took 15 minutes. It seemed like there was the shot clock mess up, everything that happened around that, the inbounding kerfuffle, and just everything that stemmed from those types of plays. It was really something to watch, just how much the game got mucked up and slowed down. But after Siakam missed that layup, he got his rebound back. The shot clock guy messed it up. He passed it out to Kyle, so they ended up having to keep inbounding it. When they did inbound it, Siakam ended up going to the line. Bledsoe fouled him. He made one, missed the second. Who gets the rebound, right? How crazy is that? Kawhi Leonard, those big, unbelievably suction-cupped octopus hands of his, sucked up the ball and took it into his possession and then made both of his free throws. And then that was just the game. And then it was 100-94. And then the skies parted, and just to see the smile on Kyle Lowry's face. Kyle Lowry, the cerebral, diminutive, underrated, terrific, wonderful point guard of the Toronto Raptors, is going to the NBA Finals as the lead of this team at the very tail end of his prime. And his running mate is the best player in the league, Kawhi Leonard. What a beautiful story for us fans to watch, and what a beautiful thing for things to pan out this way for the Raptors to come into this series against the lauded and fully, you know, tuned up Bucks. I myself, you can make fun of me, but I predicted Bucks in 6. The majority of the Raptors Republic writers chose Bucks. Shout to Zarrar, who he chose Raps in 6. There was, I think, Anthony Doyle did Raps in 6 as well. Tamberlin picked the Raptors as well, and very large credit to them. They're a lot braver than I, but a lot of us and the media, Zach Lowe, Kevin Arnovitz, people like that. Oh, Arnovitz didn't pick, but a lot of the smartest people around basketball picked the Bucks. But the Raptors, the defense, my God, the half-court defense. And it's not lost on me that Nick Nurse thoroughly out-coached Mike Budenholzer. Nick Nurse, for everything that was said about him in the Philadelphia series, about his reluctance to match Gasol and Biedman's, about a series that went to 7 games that should have ended in 5 or 6 for the Raptors, he was terrific. His matchups, his defensive assignments in this series were just borderline genius. He did such a great job. And yes, it helps to have Kawhi snatch victory from the jaws of defeat in the third quarter and just go on this crazy rampage to bring the Raptors back into it. But Nurse coached a hell of a series. Kyle played a hell of a series. Norm, hell of a series. Fred, these last 2 games are just incredible. He's been unreal, man. He's been so damn good. 7 of 9, and then 4 of 5 from 3. Unbelievable. The Mitchell Robinson Award, which goes to the villain or antagonist of the opposite team. There is none tonight. Things are too good that we don't even worry about villains. We're like a superhero that has no worries at all. Maybe the antagonist just going forward is the Warriors and their hubris. So that's the Mitchell Robinson Award, is the Warriors' hubris. And we will certainly run into that. But my God, the Raptors are going to the NBA Finals. How exciting is that? Thank you so much for listening. I'm not done the podcast, but I appreciate all the listeners so much. This is such a cool thing to happen. It's such a cool reward to have. And this team is such a fun rendition of the Raptors. And there's so many lovable guys on the team. I just, wow. Man. The Reggie Evans Award, it goes to Kawhi Leonard. I've talked about Kawhi Leonard ad nauseum on this podcast and on every podcast since I took over the podcast. He is all-encompassing. And when I say he's the best player in the world, he is. When he's grabbing offensive rebounds, when he's just taking every possession, grinding it out and doing everything, that's Reggie Evans, just with a lot more skill. And, man, quick reaction comment to react to is Clips. 4 wins in a row in all caps. Yep, that's pretty much it. The Raptors took 4 games in a row. They took 4 in a row off the Milwaukee Bucks. They lost that 2, and then it was just over. They decided that their defense was going to just be on just the craziest amount of good. They're going to completely dominate and minimize and destroy the Bucks' half court offense, and they're going to make the biggest star, or one of the biggest stars in the league, Giannis Antetokounmpo, look like a schmuck sometimes. And they're going to highlight his weaknesses on the world's biggest stage for basketball. The Warriors and the Trailblazers, they're not playing. This is the only game in town. And the Raptors, they're stepping on the court every single night, and they're just taking it to the other team. Their resiliency knows no bounds. The fight in this team is palpable. So damn good. So damn good. Thank you so much for listening. Whether, you know, it's in the morning, at night, whenever you get around to it, have a blessed day, and the Raptors are going to the NBA Finals. I will see you soon if you listen to the weekly podcast, series preview podcast, whatever it ends up being, or if you're just a reaction podcast person. I'll see you after Game 1 for hopefully a win. Thank you so much, and goodbye.
Support for this episode is brought to you by Mrs. Myers. A delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Myers, everything we make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived ingredients, our cleaning products work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. So bring a little bit of the outside inside your four walls and bask in the wonder of a garden from the comfort of home. Mrs. Myers, rooted in goodness. Shop now at MrsMyers.com.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.